Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A sinking ship. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
We set sail for Cutthroat Island!
More gold, jewels, and plunder than you've ever dreamed of.
I'm gonna split you open.
I really think that from now on we should be partners. 50-50.
60-40.
Seek my treasure, have you?
Let's finish this.
The movie Cutthroat Island had it all. Pirates, swashbuckling, and the 1990s version of the 1600s. What Cutthroat Island didn't have? Success, on any level whatsoever. It's considered a landmark financial and cinematic failure. I'm talking about the Guinness Book of World Records failure, the 1995 seafaring film Cutthroat Island. Cutthroat Island is a 1995 swashbuckling adventure film directed by Rennie Harland and starring Harland's wife at the time, Gina Davis, as well as Matthew Modine and Frank Langella.
So this is like an A-list, this is a star-studded enterprise.
Well.
In the 90s, Gina Davis, Frank Langella, the other guy you mentioned.
Exactly. Here's theories on why this was a failure.
I can't wait. It sounds like it could, I mean, especially like 90s pirate ship, sounds like it is like sitting on the shoulders of movies like this. So it feels like it would have been a success. It feels like people would have eaten it up.
You know how I feel about movies that involve boats, right? Especially ones that take place in the 1600s.
You don't like them?
I have no love for them.
Okay.
At all.
Not a little bit.
Not at all.
No,
even the good ones I don't
like. You're take no prisoners on these movies.
With a budget of almost $100 million
God
in
damn.
1995
so
and
much.
A box office of a little over $10 million, this movie was a box office flop and widely considered to be one of the biggest box office failures of all time. Now, that's then. You adjust for inflation and you factor in other movies since then. It's still probably top five.
It's a blow.
That's how devastatingly tragic this film was.
Wow.
And you know I love that. You know I
you
love
like that. You like that. You like, even though you don't like boats and pirate shit, you are interested in this gigantic failure. I keep thinking about the Waterworld episode too. Like similar like echelon of budget and stardom and hype, I would imagine.
This movie walks the plank.
There we go.
So a little about the story. Cutthroat Island follows Morgan Adams, played by Gina Davis, as she searches for hidden treasure from her father in order to save her family from ruin. Along the way, she teams up with William Shaw, played by Matthew Modine, and faces off against a ruthless pirate named Dog Brown, which is Frank Langella. Frank Langella.
I think it's Langella.
Yeah, that sounds right. Frank Langella.
Matthew Modine is a big star, too. I just want to...
In 1995?
Yeah, especially in 1995. No? Am I just misreading this whole situation?
I think he's not in his big star. I think Matthew Modine is more 1980s and then kind of comes back. I know because I was in a 2004 movie with him where he's like a spaceman and there's like a monkey. And
are we going to do an episode on that?
And I had to, this is when I lived in San Diego, and I'm like one of the people that have to like move this monkey. And they were like, oh, the monkey's great. And the monkey was not great. The monkey did not like me or the other dude that played like his whatevers.
How have I never heard the story? This is like your tattoos. I just didn't know they existed until 5 minutes ago.
So that was 2004 Matthew Modine.
Wow.
Obviously, he comes back in Stranger Things. He makes a big splash.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's just get into a break. Now let's get into why the movie failed.
Okay, because the recipe is for success.
Yes, there's a lot of things happening at the time that are not necessarily the fault of people involved.
Mm-hmm.
One, it didn't get great reviews. It got pretty bad reviews.
Bad source material. I can't imagine these people are like horrible actors.
They're not script. Horrible actors, and Rennie Harlan has made some decent movies. Mm-hmm. I just think... Even in 1995, pirate movies, I think we think of pirate movies, like you mentioned Pirates of the Caribbean, which 2003 is when that would kick off.
Yeah.
And actually, I believe it made it kind of difficult, because it's only 8 years later, to make Pirates of the Caribbean, because there's like,
tainted it,
so. Look at the last big movies involving water at all.
Yeah,
Not good.
Bad.
And they're costly.
What other things did this director do?
Well, one of the movies is actually what got me on this track was the 1996 movie, The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
huge.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll say it's a pretty good movie. It's a little wacky, but Gina Davis does a good job. He did Die Hard 2, Deep Blue Sea, Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Recognize these titles. I know that I've seen most of them. So that, considering the canon of what we usually talk about, like... That seems big to me.
Is it the kind of person who's like, okay, well, you know, you made Cliffhanger and The Adventures of Ford Fairlane and a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. Has $100 million. Seems like a big jump.
Yeah.
Seems like a big jump.
Yeah.
So really, and this might be debatable, Gina Davis can't carry a movie. Can't carry this movie.
Oh, I mean, I agree with, I'm sure this movie is garbage. But Gina Davis, A League of Their Own. Yeah. I mean, Beetlejuice was not arguably her, but she.
But
I mean,
in League of Her Own, there's
star.
Other. She's not. Is she? There's other. It's kind of ensemble-y, isn't
no,
it?
No, but she also. She was in Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, but she's still. She's not. There's still.
Oh, that's so
Susan
hard.
Susan Sarandon.
To,
yeah, she's
such
never
a tough
leading.
Pill to swallow here.
Even Long Kiss Goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's her and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah,
she is the star of that. And yeah, she does a good job.
I love her.
Matthew Modine was not bankable. People, they were. I think it wasn't. Other big stars were like. Now we're good. And Matthew Modine knew how to fence, sort of. So he was. And
you just put that
fine.
On his resume, like when you put on your. They're like, do you know French? And you're like, sure do.
He's probably available, affordable, serviceable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good actor.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Langella, did I finally say it right? Yeah, he's a name, but he's a little bit of a character actor.
Like totally.
Kind of, you know, you got to think of it. Do you want to go see the new Frank Langella movie?
No, just, but I love it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The genre wasn't. Really that popular. I know we're thinking things post Pirates of the Caribbean. And yes, there was Hook and Pirates. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those movies didn't necessarily do well. Mm-hmm. They're like iconic when we look back at them.
Interesting,
but it wasn't a landscape of like another jackpot.
Yeah, well, I think about Lord of the Rings too and this like combination of like history fantasy aesthetic too. And I guess that's really more early 2000s.
So also Carolco, the production company, was already in... trouble even before this movie was getting made, and they kind of overextended themselves, and MGM was in the middle of corporate buyout and really couldn't afford to market it well. And sometimes the marketing is a lot of it, and they couldn't make that happen. They also probably, I don't know if they overspent, but they spent a lot of money to make this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably saved a little money on having Matthew Modine over Michael Douglas, who is going to be do it, and he is, you know, 95. Yeah, he's, you know, pretty, and it's another name.
Absolutely.
There was a lot of factors that had really nothing to do with them. It actually made Carol Co. Go bankrupt, this movie.
Oof.
And it is one of the most notorious box office bombs in cinema history. It was in Guinness Book of World Records as the one. Obviously, that changes as time goes on. Now we're, you know, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many years. 20
big
plus
old
years.
Flops.
Yeah.
We got big old flops.
Now, is it as bad as it sounds as a movie, to be fair?
Mm-hmm.
39% Rotten Tomatoes. I think people look at it and they're like, it's a, some people are like, it's a good, it's fun, it's good. It's a 1995 good, fun movie. I remember liking it. A lot of people, when they talk about it, I look at the dialogue. I remember getting dropped off from my mom when I was 13 years old. I really liked it. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things I liked when I was 13 that I still do.
Yeah, nostalgia doesn't, like, dictate taste.
But the movie itself isn't as bad, probably, as the failure it was. But sometimes, when the failure comes first, it kind of seeps into the content of the movie.
Mm.
I watched a little bit of it. Again, it's really Matthew Modine and Gina Davis don't have that period piece vibe.
Yeah.
They're literally just kind of like, Gina Davis is like, I'm talking like Gina Davis. Hey, my father needs that map. And I'm not, it's not her acting, but she's just really, you know, Frank Langella has a character actor. So
yeah, he's always like intense.
He's intense.
Yeah.
Matthew Modine's like, my hair is floppy.
Yeah.
And well, I got to walk the plank. So it's wrong place, wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong people, wrong movie. And the reason I initially got into this is like, what people are like, what happened to Gina Davis's career?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say this movie, but there's so many factors.
No.
And she has had a pretty decent career. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But really, most after the 1996 movie, Long Kiss Goodnight,
mm-hmm.
that she did with her, you know, two movies with her husband. And sometimes I wonder, am I going to call out my husband if I think he's not, like, am I going to challenge my husband as a director?
Yeah.
Is he going to challenge, or is he going to go out of his way to challenge his
mm-hmm.
wife on a movie? I don't know if that makes the dynamic changes at all, or you get really getting the best out, or maybe it does. And she's had like a decent career. She did Stuart Little, The Voice, and then she was in Glow, the last season of Glow.
Listen,
but really,
I think she's had an incredible. I mean, I'm a big Gina Davis fan, but also she's not married to this guy anymore.
No, she's not married. But really, like, her career since then, and there's a lot of factors. The unfortunate, like, ageism and sexism.
Yeah, totally.
And maybe she's just, you know, somebody was like, I just chose to do what I chose to do. We can't really get into the, you know, mind of her. But it really seems like after this movie, and because then, you know, Long Kiss Goodnight came out, like, pretty much right. And, you know, that did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Not mind-blowing, though. Not enough to maybe undo something that's known in the Guinness Book of World Records as the biggest, when you're attached to the biggest box office flop.
It's pretty damning.
It's really like a scarlet letter that you're wearing, unfortunately.
Yeah, but 39% of Rotten Tomatoes, like, seems pretty good for the biggest flop.
I'm going to go out and say I probably wouldn't enjoy it, but it's not as bad as the financial disaster that's its legacy.
Yeah, yeah. That makes a lot. I met Gina Davis once.
Oh,
I
worked with her. That's fine. Yep. Now you're her best friend.
Excuse me. And she was nice.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. All right. Good enough for me.